him and give him the glory. Thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him for the privilege and the honor of being in his presence again tonight. For the answers he has given us on the altar of prayer, we give you the praise and the glory. We celebrate you, Father. You are worthy of all the praise. All glory and adoration belongs unto you. We celebrate you, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. For it, O Lord, we have come tonight to give you the praise. We have come tonight to give you the glory. We have come tonight to give you the honor. Now begin to ask of the Lord that he will speak to you tonight by his word. Lord, I'm here for an encounter with your word. Speak to me tonight. Let your word change my story. Let your word change my story. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. Thank you, mighty God. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, we are grateful tonight for the privilege and blessing of being in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for the answers you have granted to our prayers. We give you all the glory. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you. We ask that you speak to each one of us, that by your word tonight you will transform each one. We give you praise and we give you glory for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. We began yesterday looking at this line of exhortations. Engage the question answering God on the altar of prayer. And the scripture makes us to understand, as we began to see yesterday, in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, it said, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. We have come to discover that the altar of prayer is not only an altar of invitation for divine intervention, but an altar of presentation for divine answers. God has an answer to every question of life. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 22. The Bible makes us to understand there. It said that he revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness. There is nothing that is hidden to God. Whatever is a question to man is an answer with God. In Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29, the Bible said that the secret things belong to God. It said, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. What is God saying? If it is a secret to you, it is an answer with him. There is nothing that any man can desire to receive as answer that is not available with God. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28, it says, have you not known and have you not heard that the everlasting Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainted not, neither is he weary, and there is no searching of his understanding. That means there is nothing that a man can present to God that will be a mystery to God. In the book of Romans 11 and verse 33, it says, all the depth, both of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and his ways are past finding out. There is nothing that looks complex to man, that looks mysterious to man, that is mysterious to God. Put it this way, the mysteries of man are the simplicities of God. That is why every man that is wise in seeking answers goes to the one that has the answers. And that is God. In the book of Matthew chapter 7 in verse 8, he said, everyone that asketh, he said, receiveth. And he that seeketh does what? He findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If you are asking, he said, there is something to receive. He said, if you are seeking, there is surely something to find. And if you are knocking, there is a door that is ready to open. The meaning of that to you and to me is this. Every issue of life that you and I may be confronted with has an answer available with God. But like we have come to recognize, the question that is not asked is never deserving of an answer. Until you present your question to God, you do not deserve an answer from God. In the book of James chapter 4 and verse 2, the Bible said, you have not because you ask not. God does not answer unasked questions. Until you present your question to God, you are not deserving of an answer from God. That means that whatever is confronting you and me is simply asking a question from us. And the answer is with God. I've come to recognize that whatever you are confronted with, whatever is resisting you, whatever is contending with you, is simply seeking for an answer from you. The moment there is an answer, that mystery, that confrontation is cheaply dissolved. And the answer is available with God. God is called the God of knowledge. That means that with him is the knowledge of all things. There is nothing that is hidden to God. If you and I have it as a question in our heart, then the answer is available with God. What we are trying to see this evening is simple. That God is not just a prayer answering God, but also a question answering God. And we take a few examples quickly from scriptures to validate this fact. In the book of Ezra chapter 8, beginning from verse 21 to 23, the Bible tells us there that the children of Israel, along with Ezra, he said they proclaimed a fast at the river Ahava, that they may afflict themselves before the Lord to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for our substance. What is the way that we should go? That's the question they were asking. Very clear question. He said, for I was ashamed to require of the king bands of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we have spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all of them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. In verse 23, so we fasted and besought our God for this question, and he was entreated of us. He responded to us. We had a clear question, and God had a clear answer. We must come to recognize that the moment your question is specific, God's answer is specific. They went to the Lord. What is the way we should go? What direction are you telling us to go? And the scripture makes us to understand that he was entreated of them. He showed them the path to take, and not one assault was permitted on the way. Please hear this and hear it very well. It's important to note this. Effectiveness in prayer is not just asking God to do, but asking God what to do. Asking God, what must I do? There are many that are in the habit of asking, Lord, do this for me. Lord, do that for me. Lord, change this for me. Lord, deliver this to me. But God is saying that a better question is, what must I do to get what I desire? You see, being specific in terms of our questions to God is a vital key in being effective on the altar of prayer. Secondly, we have the example of David. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, beginning from verse 8, the Bible makes us to understand how that David was confronted in Ziklag and the entire city was burned down, their wives and children were taken away. And in verse 8, the Bible says, and David inquired at the Lord. What was he asking? Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. The question was specific. Should I pursue them? Will I overtake them? And God gave him a specific answer. Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake,
And without fail, you will recover all. No matter what you and I are confronted with, all that is required is a genuine heart-rooted question presented to the all-answering God and expect Him to respond in our direction. My prayer for each one of us is that in this season, as we wait upon the Lord, whatever is confronting us, the answer to those questions will be delivered into our hands. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, we find David yet again, beginning from verse 19 all the way down to verse 25. This time confronted with the Philistines in the valley of Rephaim. And the Bible tells us there that he inquired of the Lord and asked, "Shall I go up to the Philistines? Will thou deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thy hand." And he went forth and discomfited them. Again, the same Philistines gathered in the same valley, but there was no assumption. He went back to the Lord and asked the question, "Lord, shall I go up to the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" And God's answer was yet again specific. He said, "Thou shalt not go up that way." He said, "But fetch a compass around." He said, "And when you hear the goings on the mulberry tree," he said, "then bestir thyself, because the Lord goes before thee, and he will deliver them into thine hand." Very specific answers to specific questions. We must understand that our God is specific in his approach. David could have assumed, "Lord, if you gave them to me the same way the last time, is the same way you want to do it again." But he asked the question, "Lord, how do you want me to go about it?" And God said, the outcome will be the same, but the approach will be different. We must recognize the necessity of being specific in our questions unto God. Don't just cry unto God for God to do. Seek from God for what to do. Ask him questions about what he will have you do. That is the secret of making the most of the altar of prayer. Give me, like our father has told us many times, is the prayer of children. Show me, is the prayer of the matured. If you are going to make progress in your adventure with God, you must be more interested in what you are asking God to show you than what you are asking him to give you. If you look at what the scripture said in the scripture we looked at earlier, Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, he said, "Call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not." In other words, God's vital interest is in showing us what we don't know. Because when you have the answer to what you don't know, you are in command on the earth. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. That is why Paul prayed a vital prayer for the church in Ephesians 1 verse 17 and verse 18. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of him. He said the eyes of your understanding, so that you will be able to see and know what it is that he wants to show. God is interested in showing to us. God is interested in showing to us. There are questions that is waiting for you and I to ask. The moment we present the questions to him, the answers are available with him. Shout hallelujah. You and I both know that even in a classroom, until you ask a question of the teacher, you are not qualified for an answer. It is the question that you ask that determines the answer that you receive. If you lack questions, you will naturally lack answers. Those who have answers are those who present questions. If you are going to make the most of your walk with God, you must learn the art of asking clear questions. We heard our father say to us yesterday in the night how that he had gone before the Lord yesterday, and all manner of answers in adventure with God have been shown to him on the first day. God does not waste time in responding. It is man that wastes time in asking. We must be careful to know how to ask. What is it that requires an answer from above? What is it that requires a solution from above? Let us present it before him and do so in faith. And as we do, watch him begin to respond on our behalf. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. In the book of John chapter 10 and verse 27,
John chapter 10 and verse 27. The Bible makes us to understand Jesus speaking. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So if you are a child of God, you have access to the voice of God. You have access to clear instructions from God. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of John 16, verse 13 and verse 14. The scripture makes teaching us about the Holy Spirit. It said, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. He said, you will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you the things to come. He said, he will take of mine, and he will give it unto you. So the Holy Spirit is there to guide us, to instruct us, to give answers to us. And that is the cheapest way to triumph on the earth. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. The Bible tells us there. He said, I am the Lord your God that teacheth thee to profit. He said, that leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. Verse 21. They tested not when he led them by the way. He said, he cleaved the rocks together and waters began to gush out of it. There is nothing difficult if you can get direction. All you need is to get solutions to all of those questions from God. And the things that look like a rock will begin to gush water out on your behalf. My prayer for somebody here today is that whatever has been rocky, looking hard and impossible, as you seek God for answers, it will begin to gush out with water on your behalf. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. That is the beauty of receiving instructions and direction from God. If you look at what the Bible shows us in Deuteronomy chapter 32, beginning from verse 9, it says concerning Israel, it said, I found him in a west howling desert. He said, and I alone did lead him. There was no strange God with him. I made him to ride upon the high places of the earth. He said, to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. In the place of difficulty, there are solutions if you can get an answer from God. You see, there is nothing like a hard thing to God. That is why the Lord asked Sarah, is anything too hard for me? There is nothing difficult when it comes to God. All we must do is present it to him as a question, and he brings it to you as an answer. Shout hallelujah. That is the key. So going to him with those questions brings answers our way. And out of those hard situations, it causes water to begin to gush out. Out of those hard situations, it causes sweetness to begin to come out. Out of those hard situations, it causes oil to begin to flow out. You see, God is showing you and I that there is nothing that is hard before him. What is hard to man is simple to God, because God is a God of knowledge. If you think about it, when you give a mathematical problem to a child, maybe you give a simultaneous equation, and you give it to a child that is in primary school, and you say, work this, the child can start crying. But when you take that same equation and give it to a professor of mathematics, he will start laughing. The difference between the two is one knows what the other does not know. You see, the truth is, the answer to our question is what makes the difference between tears and laughter. If you can gain access to answers, you will begin to enjoy the flow of laughter. All you need is to present those questions. Go to the one who knows what you don't know, and he will show you what you know not. My prayer this evening is that for each one, as we present those seemingly difficult questions, within these 21 days, every one of them will receive answers. Somebody said they wrote down all their questions, and within the 21 days of prayer, every one of them was answered. That will be somebody's testimony here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe it, say louder, amen. I say you believe it, say louder, amen. Lift your hand to heaven and give thanks to God for his word that you received this evening. Appreciate him and glorify him. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. Thank you for your word that has come my way. I give you the praise and I give you the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Before we go any further this evening, if you are here and you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, whether you are here in the New Chapel or any one of the zonal centers across Lagos or town the environs, and you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, remember what his word said. He said, my sheep know my voice. Until you belong to him, until you are surrendered to him, you cannot hear his voice. Wherever you are this night, you want to surrender to Jesus. You want to become a child of God. You want to become connected to him. I want you to quickly rise on your feet right now. I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, you want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to become a child of God. You want to make him Lord and Savior of your life. Quickly on your feet. Wherever you are, God bless you. Both here and in every one of the locations. On your feet, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Also, there are those who need to rededicate their lives to Jesus. Something has gone wrong somewhere. You have missed it along the way. And you want to return to him so that you can be restored into right relationship with God. Wherever you are, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Quickly rise on your feet also. I want to pray with you. Quickly rise on your feet also. I want to pray with you. God bless you. All over this place, let nothing hold you back. Make sure you are on your feet. You want to connect to him. Quickly on your feet right now. If you have done that, responding to the first and the second call, quickly begin to make your way towards the altar. In all the locations, make your way towards the altar. Very quickly, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Refuse to be left behind. Refuse to be left behind. Join the others as they are coming. Give Jesus a big hand, everybody, as they come. It's worthy of praise. If you are still coming, do it quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Now, lift up your right hand to the Lord and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart unto him. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight. I am a sinner. I cannot help myself. But I know you died for me. On the third day, you rose again just to save me. Jesus, come into my life as my Lord and Savior. Take control of me from this day forward. I will follow you, no turning back. I will serve you, no turning back. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Keep your hand lifted as I pray. Father, thank you tonight for these precious ones. They have come in response to your call, and no one can come except you draw them. Let your grace that has drawn them uphold them all the days of their lives. None of these will turn back or draw back from following you. Thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Congratulations. It's a new day for you. Please follow the kingdom, friend. They will direct you. You complete your form before returning back to your seat. Please do the same in all the various locations. Follow after the kingdom, friends, and they will direct you. Shall we rise on our feet, everybody? Lift your hand to heaven. And one more time, give God glory for his word that you have received as we get set to receive his blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. Lift up those two hands, everyone, and give God thanks. We have answered our question, answering God. No more wasted energy. No more missing your steps. Give him thanks and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Among the wonders of the communion table is the supernatural eye-opening miracle. He gave them the bread and their eyes were opened and they knew him. Everyone partaking of this communion tonight is jumping into next levels of spiritual understanding. God is changing your level of spiritual understanding. And everything outstanding has its root in understanding. So you are set for outstanding experience with God in these 21 days of prayer and fasting. In the name of Jesus. He gave them the bread and their eyes were opened and they knew him. And they knew him. And those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. By this mystery tonight, I see your level of spiritual understanding changing dramatically. Yeah. And you will know it. Yeah. Those around you will see it. Yeah. because your story will be changing supernaturally. Now, lift up your two hands and make your specific demands from the Lord's table. Let the stewards take their positions. Make your specific demands from the Lord's table tonight. Make your specific demands from the Lord's table tonight.